From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Latin America has some of the most restrictive anti-abortion laws in the world. Many countries in the region have a total ban on terminating a pregnancy, even in the case of rape or danger to the mother. In Brazil, abortion is illegal, but there are important exceptions. And proponents of a new bill are trying to roll back those exceptions, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Sao Paulo.
The doctor's office is clean and white and comfortingly bland in an upscale neighborhood of São Paulo. We were given the address by a health professional who told us one of the doctors here, for a price, gives safe abortions. The doctor agrees to speak with us anonymously after we prove we're not there to entrap him. He does not admit on tape he terminates unwanted pregnancies, but he says openly he's in favor of legalizing abortions.
Para fazer um aborto, uma pessoa que não é médico. Uma pessoa curiosa, não sabe como fazer.
Most women who want to do an abortion in Brazil, he says, can't afford to come to a doctor. Women die from a perforated uterus, from general infections, he says. In Brazil, a woman is only allowed to terminate her pregnancy if she was raped, if her health is in danger, or if the child won't be able to survive outside the womb. But in practice, say pro-abortion advocates, between 800,000 to a million women a year have illegal abortions here. Some 250,000 of them end up in the hospital with complications. This is a two-tier system. The few who can afford it come to doctors like this one. The many who can't use other, riskier methods. We travel to one of the soulless, concrete satellite cities of São Paulo, whose only attraction seems to be a train that takes commuters into Brazil's financial capital. The woman we meet is black and statuesque, with a wide smile and grave, watchful eyes. At the time she found out she was pregnant, she was unemployed. Her husband was barely making ends meet, and she already had two other children to take care of, one of them only 9 months old. It was a heart-wrenching decision, she says, for both her and her husband.
It was a moment of despair. I told my godmother, and she said she knew someone who could get me the medicine. I was afraid what it would do to me. But I took it anyway.
The mixture she took was unsourced and bought on the black market. She didn't know what was in it or how it would work. And in fact, she remained pregnant for 40 days after she drank it.
Then suddenly, I had a very severe hemorrhaging, and I was taken to the hospital. They knew what I'd done, and the hospital kept me there for 3 days. I had to have surgery.
The woman says many women she knows have had abortions. Most take at-home remedies because they are cheaper than backstreet abortions, costing only a few $100s. Still, the remedy often leads to complications, and the woman tells me many of her friends have ended up in the hospital as well. Yuri Puello Orozco is the director of Catholics for the Right to Choose. She's a native Colombian, so we speak in Spanish.
The majority of women who are at risk from abortions are black, poor, uneducated, and live in the marginal neighborhoods. We estimate that 1 in 5 Brazilian women have had an insecure abortion, so we see this as an issue of public health.
Orozco says there is a push now in Brazil's Congress, led by powerful evangelical Christian and Catholic congressmen, to change the law as it stands now. The latest attempt is called the Unborn Statute, and if passed, it will grant rights to the fetus. Among its controversial articles is one which would force a rapist to provide child support for any offspring of his crime. Ives Gandra da Silva Martins is a lawyer who consults for the group Brazil Without Abortion and helped author the proposed law.
It's a monumental hypocrisy to say because of a question of health, it's okay to kill babies in their mother's stomachs.
He says even if the proposed law doesn't pass, it's a victory it's gotten this far.
Eu considero que o simples fato de estar sendo discutido.
The fact that this law is being debated will raise people's consciousness of the absurdity of killing innocents.
In fact, polls show, despite many women having abortions here illegally in Brazil, a majority are against legalizing it. Back in the satellite city, the woman we interview agrees. She says, despite her experience, she's actually against abortion in principle.
Então assim, eu sempre gostei muito de crianças, muito.
I love children, and having the abortion caused a trauma. Until today, I suffer. I think about how old the child would be now, what it would look like.
Thinking it over, she says, maybe the laws should be relaxed, but not changed. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.